Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another show of At Home with Victoria, with your host, Victoria Gaither, and co-host, Michael Kay.
Good evening, everyone. As always, thank you so much for taking the time to join Michael Kay and myself on At Home with Victoria, a news and entertainment show that, Michael, I think we try very hard to provide a wide range of guests that come on our show. And I've got to tell you, dude, you have done it tonight. I am super excited that Joe is going to be on to talk about Life Tracker.
Yeah, Joe McLean was a guy that I met quite by accident on Facebook during one of my Chardonnay soaked viewing nights and stuff, and he was in this. But he was in this independent film called Coffee Connection, and he's a good-looking guy. But there was a few shots where he had his, you know, he was fully clothed, but you could see his butt and everything like that. So I just typed in "nice butt," and he chimed in and said, "Oh, yeah." And then since then, actually, it's been a really lovely friendship over Facebook. And his new movie, Life Tracker, I watched it today. Victoria, it's a fantastic new flick. I'm very, very excited. And then a little bit later, we have Mike Cavanaugh calling in from Boston. His music, Victoria, you're going to flip over. So the show is going to be a great one. So let's not put off any more. Mr. Joe McLean calling us from California. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you guys? Thanks for having me on.
We are very happy.
Buddy.
And Joe, listen, I have to say, now that I know the actual story about how you and Michael Kay connected, I'm really happy that you decided to continue to be his friend, as he basically just complimented you on your ass. So thank
it's
you
true.
So much
it's
for
true.
Being here, truly from my heart.
I was taught to placate to the press, so I think I actually sent him a selfie of my butt in some tight jeans.
You did, too. I remember that now. That's funny. He is a straight man who is very, very comfortable in his sexuality.
That's good. Michael, you take the first question since you got this wonderful guy here about this movie. Very cool stuff.
Yeah, Joe, like I said, I watched Life Tracker this afternoon. I was my arm kept falling asleep on my iPad, but just a fantastic film. The production values, the story, you got some kind of half-assed big names in there, too. So tell us about how you came up with Life Tracker and a little bit about what it's about.
Well, Life Tracker is about a new technology that allows you to read your biological future through your DNA as if it was a timeline. It's obviously science fiction, but I think you'd be surprised at how close, how scarily close, like the actual science in the real world is to what's going on here. But it was, to believe it or not, we were trying to do a bigger project, and we just were failing miserably at getting it off the ground, and our attorney was finally just like, listen, guys, we're knocking down, you know, doors that are nailed shut, and we need to get out there with something that we can actually go out and do. We needed a smaller budgeted film. She asked me what I had, and I'd been thinking about this for quite some time, so I was like, why not? Let's give it a shot. So I wrote it in about a month, and then I spent an entire year trying to get the budget together, and here we are finally releasing it to, I think we're in over 100 million homes nationwide via, your cable on demand.
Wow. And
well,
now I'm sorry, but go ahead.
Go ahead, Michael. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's already up and running, because you were nice enough to go ahead and send me a self-screening copy on Vimeo.
Yeah.
But so it's actually on cable right now?
It is nationwide. So I don't know what you guys have, what cable company you guys have in your neck of the woods, but it's Comcast, Time Warner, Cox, Charter, UVerse, Fios, anywhere you can get it. And then, of course, if you don't have those things, it's available digitally too. So you can get it on Amazon, iTunes, Target Ticket. There's like 30 or 40 places I think you can get the thing.
Fantastic, Vic.
So I guess for Comcast, I have that, so I'm super excited because I will be able to find it on Comcast. So, guys, I guess if you're out there, if you just Google it or check your local listing cable, I assure you that you'll be able to find it. But, Joe, I was super excited about it when Michael told me that you were coming on because, like I'm sort of a closet science buff. Like, I love stuff about science. I love when National Public Radio and PBS have their science shows, like I'm always glued to it. And the first thing that came to my mind when Michael was telling me about your show was this whole thing that's been going on, I think I want to say maybe for the past 12 or 15 years, that scientists have been doing this Geno Project, I think that's how you pronounce it, where they're actually taking like DNA and, you know, basically looking at all different genes and sort of mapping out, you know, human beings as it comes to that. So that was kind of the first thing that came to my mind. And you're so right. I mean, literally, we're pretty much already there with what you're talking about.
Yeah, it gets pretty close. I mean, like the science in my movie is not something that, you know, you can predict the lotto numbers on Tuesday, but it just does biological things. And so, like, say, for example, like a part of the movie, it explains, like, if you broke a bone when you were 8 years old, your body releases specific, like, cells that attack that broken bone to help you heal. And so maybe, just maybe, we could see in your DNA a spike in these particular cells that helped your bones heal. So we don't know what bone's going to break or how you're going to break it or what you're going to do, but they could look at that and they could go, it looks like because these cells are active in your past or in your future, it looks like you're going to have a broken bone, so maybe you should be careful that week.
All right.
Wow, yeah, and I also found it very interesting. I'm not going to give away any of the ending, but with your upgraded report, you can actually choose to, in the movie, Vic, you can choose to find out exactly the day you're going to die. And Joe, I found it very, very interesting how you handled that, because I was literally glued to my iPad. I thought, well, Jesus, that would make total sense, and that would be totally plausible. So, I mean,
well, you know, one thing
that's
really interesting to me is, like, because we're in this world of big data now, and if you can analyze data in any number of ways, so I started thinking about, well, what would happen if everybody could find out the day they were going to die? And then there was, you analyze the entire group, everybody that's ever taken the test, and you go, what if for some reason in one particular city in the world, it looked like everybody in that city was going to die on a single day? What would that mean? We don't know how it's going to happen. Does that mean there's going to be a terrorist attack that day? Does that mean there's something that's going to be released in the water that day? Does that mean there's going to be a nuclear, you know, spill? And does everybody need to get out of there now, or is it inevitable and there's nothing we can do about it?
Yeah. No, let's go to a clip. Actually, I got a clip here from Life Tracker. Don't go away. More with Joe McClain when we get back.
But what if I'd been some schmuck off the street? The Attorney General would have buried me, that's what.
Mr. Hutchinson, I'm going to have to end the interview if you keep using that language.
Censorship. There's another place the government should keep it away from.
Mr. Hutchinson.
Sorry, penis. Listen, I represent the people. The people all around this country that are trying to make something of themselves. The only difference is I'm not a pathetic failure. The government should not be allowed to dictate what the private sector offers the American people. That's communism.
So, anything anyone wants, they should be allowed to have? And what about drugs, weapons?
Don't try to paint me into a corner. I understand the government protecting us from drugs and guns. The government needs to step in when we start slipping roofies to pubescent boys and shooting up our schools and workplaces. But how's the service I'm offering going to hurt anyone?
It'll change what people do and how they think, how they act.
Are you an idiot? Seriously? Checking the weather report before going on vacation changes what people do and how they act. The president is attacking me and my legal business personally. He has all the money in the U.S. Treasury to prevent me from releasing a product in a free market capitalist system. Is that fair?
It's been a matter of weeks since you released the death dates. And LTL's prints are telling 99.9% of the people who have taken the test that they're going to die on June 8th, 2015.
Your point?
My point? My point is, don't you think that's a bit far-fetched? A bit drastic?
Well, that's two questions. Far-fetched? No. Was it too far-fetched to believe at one point in our world's history that 25% of the population died because of fleas on rats? It happened.
What about the claim that this is one big publicity stunt?
I think it's a brilliant way to fight me. Bravo, Team USA.
So, it's a stunt.
I heard that your print said you were going to grow a brain tumor. How's that working for you?
This interview's not about me.
So it's true, really? What was it that I heard? 4 months? 4 months, wasn't it? I heard that you had 4 months to live.
I'd prefer if we stayed on
the... Mary, Mother of Christ. So your print was right on the money, and you're trying to convince your viewers that it's unreliable?
Mr. Hutchinson.
Are you serious?
Mr.
You
Hutchinson.
You irresponsible, stupid...
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Hutchinson. It's been a pleasure having you.
Yeah, that clip, obviously, the leader of Life Tracker, Rocco. Great scene, by the way, Joe.
Thanks.
Absolutely, Vic.
Joe, you know what I was thinking? There were so many different metaphors that was literally going through my head as I was listening to that clip. And at the same time, I was reading some of the comments on YouTube. And just to let you guys know, Michael and I did post the Life Tracker trailer on our chat room that you can find on YouTube. So make sure when you have some time, take a look at it. So I wanted to read some of the comments. So this is the first one that I came across. It said, forget slashers and monsters. This is the kind of stuff that should really scare us. Lovely work. Found this link on Twitter, by the way. Continued on to say, who plays the song on the trailer? Got my attention. Awesome. Great job. Nice. Looking interesting. Nice job. I love it. So those are some great remarks and reactions that you have gotten from people who have seen it.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely getting some good feedback, but, you know, I'd be lying if I didn't say we were also getting the opposite feedback. The movie's not for everybody. It's, you know, first of all, it's an indie film, and a lot of people just aren't used to watching indie films. It takes,
right.
You know, it's a little different to watch a low-budget film than it is to go watch The Avengers, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, and it's also a really slow build. If you don't, you know, invest in it and start watching the characters, you know, I could very easily see somebody giving up on the movie a half an hour in and just not being interested. But I promise you, if you stick with it, you're gonna hit some pretty awesome surprises at the end, and it'll be well worth the time you spent at the beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. You can find Life Tracker on also Amazon.com, as Joe was saying as well, but go ahead and check them out on Facebook at facebook.com/Life Tracker Movie to find out a little bit more about it. Now, you're done with Life Tracker. What else are you doing now, buddy? What do you got in the hopper?
Well, I'm doing a couple of short films right now just to hold myself over while I fundraise for another feature. So the shorts I'm working on right now are sort of a personal piece about a grown-up son meeting his father for the first time, and then I'm doing a documentary about the to be or not to be speech from Hamlet. It's, you know, it's the most famous speech in the entire world, and I hate to say it, but I've never seen it, not of any of the magnificent world-famous actors that have performed it, I've never seen it done the way my personal brain thinks the speech should be done. So the documentary is going to be about why has it always been done the same way, and really trying to prove myself wrong, because if those great minds all did it the same way, I have to assume that they are right and I am wrong. So it's sort of a, you know, a journey as to figure out more behind the, you know, the most famous speech in the English language.
Yeah. Joe, we're running out of time. I'm going to thank you so much for joining us tonight. Please say hi to your wife and little man. How's little man doing?
He's awesome. I can hear him playing with trains in the other room right now.
Vic, cutest kid ever, Vic. And he's got
really?
Joe's sense of humor as well, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, Joe, again, I personally want to say thank you so much for being on At Home with Victoria. And now that I know about you, of course, through Michael, I will continue to follow you. And Michael and I will certainly continue to tell all of our listeners and fans about you and what you're doing. And, you know, we'll be following you. But I haven't seen Life Tracker. Michael said he's going to send it to me. So I will be watching it tonight, and I can't wait.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys. What a great opportunity. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Joe. You take care. Nice guy, Life Tracker. You should go ahead and check it out. The address is up in chat, and also check Victoria and I Facebook pages for the address. So I'm not want to go ahead and stall anymore. I'm so excited to introduce to you, Victoria, this Mike Cavanaugh, again, found late night searching through music submissions. This guy is going to be great. So this is Mike Cavanaugh with Hold On. When we get back, Mike will be in the house. Don't go away.
Thoughts of my life and the time I have spent. you, babe. And I know that you're crying, and I know that you're saying you don't feel much like that. Back to my life now, back to what's real. Going to bed has just lost its appeal.
Was the title track off his new album, Hold On. Vic, what do you think?
Oh, my goodness. Well, first of all, sweetie, I'm a sucker for a piano. Anytime I hear a piano, I'm like, okay, you've got me. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do. And then the voice is absolutely amazing. Mike Cavanaugh, thank you so much for being on our show tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Buddy, calling in from Boston, I hear.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yep. Kind of cold up there, too.
Yeah, it's chilly, but it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
Not too cold.
Your new album, Hold On, is available right now on Amazon. You can find him on YouTube, youtube.com/Mike Cavanaugh. Mike, your first album, Lovely Lonely Place, got you started. I've listened to some tracks off that as well. How much does that differ from the album Hold On now?
I don't know. They're similar, but they're kind of different too, I guess. A lot of the same themes I think I touch on, but I mean, I think I'm just a little older and a little wiser in the second one. And I just think I knew a little bit more about what I wanted. And but other than that, I think you just have to ask like the listener what they think. Yeah. The difference is I don't really know. I just kind of write what I write, and I just record it. I don't put too much extra thought into it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. You've been playing music for a long time now, all your life, or you're one of these people that just picked it up recently?
I took piano lessons as a kid, but I never enjoyed it as a young kid. It was something I did that my parents kind of made me do, and it wasn't until like college that I really started to love music. So I've been playing forever, but I didn't really start to really love it until I was maybe 17, 18 years old.
Yeah. Vic?
Mike, I'm looking at your Facebook page, and I wanted to talk about your fans. So are you very active with interacting with your fans on your Facebook page, and how is that working for you? I mean, do you like that?
I try to be active. Yeah, I try to be as active as I can. It can be tedious, that part of it sometimes, but I think it's important, and my fans are really supportive and, you know, have been really good, so.
Yeah, 78,000 fans, you know, can speak miles. Let's get to a little bit more of the music. This is Mike Cavanaugh with Someone Else. More with Mike Cavanaugh when we get back. Don't go away.
Every time I see you, I get nervous. It's not your beauty or your gentle ways. It's 'cause I know if I don't play my cards right, you'll be gone just as fast as you came. 'Cause someone else is bound to see the things that I do, and someone else will scoop you up and treat you right. And if someone else loves you more than I do, I'll shake his hand and send you on your way. But he's not real and I am here today. Every time I see you, I get anxious. I don't know how many chances I'm gonna get. Fate, luck, and time all have their say in it. But if you love me, I will love you till the end. Someone else is bound to see the things that I do, and someone else will scoop you up and treat you right. And if someone else loves you more than I do, I'll shake his hand and send you on your way. But he's not real and I am here today. La la da di da di da di da di da da. La 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 di da di da di da da da. La 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 di da di da di da di da da. Someone else is bound to see the things that I do, and someone else scoop you up and treat you right. And if someone else loves you more than I do, I'll shake his hand and send you on your way. But he's not real and I am here today.
Mike Cavanaugh with Someone Else. Another great tune, Mike. Mike, who are some of your influences? Because I was telling people that I kind of compare you to, for example, if Bob Dylan and John Lennon got together and had a vocal love child, that you would actually become, be that person.
Well, wow, that's, I'm flattered. John Lennon's one of my all-time favorites. I was obsessed with the Beatles in high school, so they kind of started me off. And right now I'm big into Elliott Smith. I don't know if you've ever heard of him. Elliott Smith and Nick Drake I've been listening to pretty much nonstop lately.
Wow. Vic?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about when you are performing live. Talk about what that experience is like and the interaction that you get from the audience.
I love playing live. It's terrifying to me, the idea is terrifying until I actually get up on stage, and then I'd say 90% of the time it's like the best experience. Each time, the best experience I've ever had. When the crowd's into it, and there's a feeling that you get as a performer, and I don't know if it's, if it's just me or if others get it too, but where you can just feel it. You can just feel whether or not the crowd is into it or not. It doesn't even have to be necessarily completely silent, or there's just a feeling that it's hard to describe, but when it's there, it reaffirms everything I'm doing.
Yeah.
Right.
Are you doing a lot of touring right now, Mike? Where can people find you? I mean, I don't think it's on your Facebook page, but where are you motoring around to?
Yeah, lately I've just been playing around Boston. I got a gig at McCann's Pub in downtown Boston. I got a gig at Emerson College a week from tomorrow. That's all I have going on right now. But I'm always updating and, I'm always getting new gigs and posting them for the fans to see.
Absolutely. So. Mike, we're running out of time. I want to thank you so much for finally coming on the show. I know I've been berating you through endless emails and everything like that, but it was definitely worth the wait.
I thank you. Thanks for keeping on me. Sometimes I can slack off a little bit with that stuff. So I appreciate it.
No worries, buddy. You have two new stalkers, so you take care and come back anytime you got stuff on the hopper you want to
Thanks,
talk about.
Guys.
Okay, man? You got to take
Thanks
care.
Thank you so much, Mike. Thank you so
Mike
much.
Mike Cavanaugh,
like
glad you liked him, Vic.
Yeah, I love it when you find new artists to come on our show. Yeah, his music is just so relaxing, and again, like I said, I'm a sucker for a piano, and clearly he plays that very well. So, guys, make sure you check him out on YouTube, because he's got a few videos on there as well. I wanted to say one thing before we have to get out of here about Joe and Life Tracker, because in the news lately there has been a watch, and I know you heard about this, that if you send in some type of personal information to this company, they will give you the questions. You have to answer the questions. They will send you a watch, and that watch apparently will have the date and time of your death. So while we were talking about Life Tracker, I also was thinking about that as well. I don't think I will want that watch. I don't think I completely will want to kind of have a reminder on my wrist of a countdown as to when I'm supposed to leave this earth. I think I'd just rather, leave that up to the Lord and leave that up to the universe as opposed to a watch.
Yeah, clearly. I don't think I would want to have that information either, because my tendency is to kind of throw my hands up in the air and think, well, I'm just going to pour more Chardonnay and, coast this thing through and everything like that. I'm not one of these people that wants to complete their bucket list. I was reading this one woman who was bungee jumping. She was, I think, 26 years old. She was bungee jumping off the highest bridge and whatever, and that's all she wanted to do, which to me is crazy anyways. But then, of course, doesn't her thing snap? So now she's a quadriplegic in a chair. And I'm thinking, sometimes don't listen to your dreams. You know what I mean? Just maintain a duality with some kind of boredom. And I felt sorry for the girl, but, that's what she wanted to do. So, yeah, I'm not a big fan of thrill-seeking, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't. Sometimes I think even if it was something sort of way out there extreme that I wanted to do, I probably wouldn't do it. Yeah, because I think I'm the type, too, that will start thinking more about the risk and outweighing that versus, me just having fun and doing it. But in any event, we've got to get out of here. This was such a fun show tonight.
Absolutely. I want to thank Joe McClain for Life Tracker. Check it out. It's a fantastic movie, as well as Mike Cavanaugh from Boston. Great, great tunage. But for At Home with Victoria, I'm Michael Kay. Good night, Victoria.
Good night.
You've been listening to At Home with Victoria, an interactive news and entertainment show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Download us on iTunes as a free podcast and like us on Facebook. I'm Shelly Rand, musician and announcer for At Home with Victoria. Download my CD on iTunes and Amazon and friend me on Facebook.